All you need is love. All you need is love.
Love.
Love is all you need.
And can you describe what's happening here today for Riga Pride?
Riga Pride, we're marching around the park, but we should be marching on the streets. But we're having to be fenced in like animals while the other animals are outside. And we're here to support the brothers and sisters of Latvia and the atrocities they have to go through in the homophobic environment and government that they're being led by.
Well, my name's Claire Dimion, I'm from the UK, and I just happened to see it on a website. I can't even think why I would have been looking, but I saw on a website that they were planning Riga Pride this year, that there'd been a heap of trouble last year, and there was just something in it. I've been doing activism for 20 years, it was just the right thing to do, and I never wear the British flag. Because it can have a kind of nationalist connotation in the wrong circumstance. But I just thought, well, if there are international people here, the whole thing looks different. And I, you know, that I'm fairly confident that if I would get hurt, then my government would be in here like a ton of bricks. And so that's why I'm wearing the British T-shirt. So it's very clear to everybody, to the police or to whoever, that there will be a story behind this after, and I feel very safe in it. It's really interesting because it is a bit scary.
Would you like to describe for listeners what it's like here in Riga today?
It's a beautiful sunny day, the sort you get out of bed for, just absolutely stunning. And we were a little bit apprehensive. We had the security briefing, so we were sort of, we were looking forward to the party, but a little bit apprehensive, I think it's fair to say. We've been given quite strict instructions not to wear anything terribly identifiable, but then, you know, if you've got short hair and you're a woman, you're feeling a little bit conspicuous. And, you know, and you've got a flagpole, you know, it's not normal. And we've even developed a joke now called blend in. Because I was staying with the Norwegians last night, and the only thing I could understand was blend in. And they were discussing the politics of blending in. It's hilarious. And so we've now got the joke that, you know, like musical statues, that while the music's playing, you can be gay. And then when you hear the instruction blend in, you get your tourist map out, or you look at the view, or you do something that makes you look not gay.
Well, my name is Ernest Ivanov. I am a member of Mosaic, and originally I am from Latvia, but now I am living in the UK, in London, and I am my community in London, it is Beit Klal Israel, liberal Jewish community, synagogue, and this year I am here at this Friendship Day to help my people, my friends here in Latvia, to make that we have time and opportunity to make our statements for general human rights, not only LGBT community, and have some festivities for ourselves to celebrate this diversity. Because I believe that what we are fighting for, it is not fight only for LGBT community and our rights, but it is fight for secularity of this country and real democracy. Because real democracy is where not that majority is dictating their will, but where majority is interested how feel minority. It is basic thing.
Would you like to say a few words about who you are and why you're here today in Riga for Gay Pride?
Okay, that's easy. I was born here, I've lived here for the past 13 years, but lived most of my life in the US. And why I'm here for Gay Pride, because I'm for civil rights.
Hello, my name is Edgar from Latvia. I'm one of the organizers, and I think this is very important because, as I heard, and I had very good, clever idea that this is not about one group's about fighting for one group's right. This is fighting for making a peaceful society and tolerant society, and actually a society where to feel that I belong here.
What did you think of the sophistication of their
argument there.
Oh, absolutely overwhelming.
What was the classic thing they said to you?
They were saying, you know, you're all pigs or swine, you're undeserving of, being considered human, go home, you're idiots. And then, of course, strangely enough, the tone shifted when the young gentleman who was giving the finger to everybody offered himself for a sexual act by anybody in here. I leave it up to him to explain why, but...
Bishop Diane Fisher from the Metropolitan Community Church. I work in Eastern Europe and have been attending also Pride marches in other cities. We heard about the violence experienced last year and spoke to our a colleague from another denomination, from Latvia, and wanted to be here to offer support and strength. And so far it's been interesting, especially walking inside the fence.
Would you describe how Pride is actually happening this year in Riga, please?
It's happening inside a fenced-in area with the police on the outside and the police on the inside, keeping all of the people who are not gay on the outside of the fence and all of the people who are gay on the inside of a park, almost zoo-like. But what it is doing in particular is keeping the people here safe from protesters, and it's unusual.
I'm Paul Bill, I'm the chairman of Pride London. We're here because we twin with Mosaica to try and stamp out the intolerance in our fellow EU states. Pride London's got a big arrangement with both with ourselves and Stockholm Pride of twinned with Mosaica, and we hope that our presence here and the publicity that today will generate will help fight extremism and homophobia across Europe.
My name is Christoph Alfred, and I'm from Sweden, representing the Swedish Armed Forces here. So we're attending the Riga Pride Festival.
Okay. And what has just happened since the end of the Pride Parade?
Well, when we're about to evacuate from the Pride Festival area, someone were throwing in firearms into the exit where people were trying to get out, and no one were actually wounded, but it was a very scary situation there, where I don't think that the police had control of the situation for a couple of seconds at least.
And after that, what happened?
Well, we were evacuated in buses, and here we are. We were evacuated like 500 meters to a bus station somewhere in, central Riga. And from here we are supposed to walk away in smaller groups, try to not make ourselves too visible. So all our rainbow attributes are, in the backpack and so on.
Do you think it was important for you to be here?
Extremely important. I think the international support here and showing that this is a human rights issue is extremely important. So I hope this is not the last Riga Pride. I was here last year as well, and then the Pride was forbidden, and we were forced into a conference room in a hotel. Today we're at least somewhat out. Maybe next year we will actually be on the streets and show everyone here that this is a manifestation for love.
My name is Linda, and I am representing the Federation of Swedish LGBT Student Organizations. And we're now here working at the beach. It's really, really sunny, and it's really contrast to the tension we've been experiencing for a couple of days with the before the parade and everything.